met a girl I thought could be my friend. The only money I've got is Chinese yen. The pilot dropped the bomb, the day my ship comes in. I want a steady girl who can be tall and thin.
That's the bag I'm in Fabs from the album Back from the Grave, Volume 1. Previous to that, Open My Eyes. Nez from the album Nuggets, Original Artifacts from the First Psychedelic Era, 1965 to 1968. You're So Good to Me by the Beach Boys on the album Sloop John B, You're So Good to Me. What to Do Mono by the Rolling Stones. Before that, Look to Your Soul by Wild Honey. And previous to that, Brother, I'm Down, bonus track, by Charles Bradley on the album 2010 Daptone Records. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text, 516-654-4059. It's 75 degrees in New York. More music now. We'll be right back.
here we go with the show. First, we thank you all for being with us. We're gonna start, everybody's gonna have a ball. I hope you join us. Come on, dance to the rhythm that you're gonna hear. Clap your hands, keep moving. Now take a chance, but the simple people come on here. Stop your feet and let's do it.
This time you always will remember.
Stone may go softly on a shroud behind your mind. You feel the color warmth within you, and you know the reason why. You take a 20 carat brownie and a 50 carat stone, then you put them both together, and you'll never feel alone. Yeah, feed your mind. Yeah, feed your mind. Take a Technicolor daydream. Let your mind and soul unwind. You walk a mile into a mirror. Travel sideways into time. You won't forget the things you left.
listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frankie Queens. Thanks for joining me here on this fine Super Tuesday, as it is the Hard Stuff program that kicks off each and every Super Tuesday right here on Rock and Soul Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are just coming off a holiday this past weekend, and yes, I guess that could mean Easter Sunday, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not even necessarily talking about the fact that it was 420 on Sunday, the annual event or occasion to partake in the sacred herb, as if anyone needed an excuse to do so. No, that's not what I'm talking about at all. What I'm talking about is the holiday that we celebrate here on the Hard Stuff program. Not coincidentally, also occurring on 420. No, we celebrate here on the Hard Stuff program Brown Acid Day. And yes, that's correct. This past Sunday on 420, we had the official release of the newest Brown Acid compilation put out by Riding Easy Records. They are up to installment number 20. Just fantastic. This series continues to deliver. It's another great edition of this, what I like to call the nuggets of heavy psych and hard rock obscurities. Another great installment, and tonight's first set served to spotlight some of the best tracks on this 20th installment of the Brown Acid series. Let me tell you what you heard in tonight's Brown Acid set before we get to that. Of course, your weekly reminder, if you can, head on over to our webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. There you can click on the Hard Stuff show page, follow along on the Accu playlist. That's updated for you in real time as the show continues on this evening. There's also a comments board. Let me know what you think about the tracks I spun off the latest installment of the Brown Acid series. That last number you heard was a band called Osage Lute. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, out of St. Louis, Missouri. That was Watch 'em Shine, probably the proggiest number on this latest installment, originally released in 1974, appearing, like I said before, on the 20th trip of the Brown Acid series. That band would eventually morph into a band called Backcheck, who also appeared on a prior installment of the Brown Acid series. Before Osage Lute, we heard from Mammoth with their eponymous song Mammoth, originally released in 1970. Got that one off the fifth trip of the Brown Acid series from 2017. They were out of San Antonio, Texas, and a one and done, as we like to say here on the program. Prior to Mammoth, we heard from A Lazy Day out of Iowa with Don't Dance in My Song, another release from 1974. That one was also from the latest installment, the 20th trip of the Brown Acid series. Most of these bands have only released like one or two 7-inches, but Lazy Day actually released an LP, and that's where that track comes from, their lone LP called Straight Atcha. They eventually changed their name to Bone Steel Band in the early 80s and put out a string of Southern rock releases throughout that decade. Prior to Lazy Day, we heard from Luke and the Apostles at Toronto, Canada, a little bit of CanCon for you tonight. That was Not Far Off, originally released in 1970. Got that one off the 2019 eighth trip of the Brown Acid series. They were a late 60s, early 70s band. They put out two singles, one of them happening to be on Elektra Records, and Reformed to put out an album in 2017. So great stuff by Luke and the Apostles there. Before that, we heard from a band out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That was Hot Candy with Darkened Passage. That one originally released in 1978. Another one-and-done band, and another one off the latest installment of the Brown Acid series, the 20th trip. Before Hot Candy, we heard from Sweet Crystal, a Michigan band. That was their track Warlords, another one from 1974. That one we got off we went all the way back to the second trip from 2016 to pull that Sweet Crystal song. They released this 7-inch in 74. They re-released it later on in the decade. They had that was their only two releases in the 70s, but they remained active until about 2018, releasing largely Christian or devotional music. Kind of an interesting trajectory for that band. Prior to Sweet Crystal, we heard After Flash, another Iowa band. That was their version of the Damnation of Adam Blessing's Cookbook, and that was the lead-off track of the latest installment of the Brown Acid series, another one-and-done release, and starting off that set. And the show, like we always do, was the theme to the Hard Stuff program, and that was the show Part 1 by Irish Coffee, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Still plenty of music left to come on tonight's program. Just want to give you a few programming notes really quick before we move on to tonight's second set. On Saturday, April 26th at 11 a.m. on the WFMU Mothership, Michael Shelley will be welcoming Dave Lowry to his show. They're going to be discussing his new autobiographical solo album called Fathers, Sons, and Brothers. And they're also going to be talking about his work with Camper Van Beethoven and the multi-platinum selling Cracker. So once again, Saturday, April 26th, 11 a.m. on the WFMU Mothership, Dave Lowry will be on the Michael Shelley show. Then a little bit later on that same day at 3 p.m., Tonophotic Todd is welcoming Dave Alvin to his show, Dave Alvin of the Blasters, also the Knitters, and a fine solo career. They're going to be talking about the new release of the Liberation Hall Records 5-LP set called The Blasters, An American Music Story, the complete studio recordings from 1979 to 1985. Sure to be a great interview. Dave's such a great guitarist. Love to hear what he's got to say about his and the band's history. Once again, Saturday, April 26th, 3 p.m. On the WFMU Mothership on the Tonophotic Todd Show. And then immediately following Todd, right here on Rock and Soul Radio from 6 to 7 on the Drop-In, our weekly one-hour guest slot, we got the return of Listener Wu, and he's giving us more of some rock and soul and then some. Wu's returning to the Drop-In with more of some rock and soul and then some, now with more horn sections. Once again, this Saturday, April 26, 6 p.m., right here on Rock and Soul Radio. All right, let's get back into the music on tonight's program. We highlighted the Brown Acid series, the newest installment. For tonight's second set, we're going to be highlighting a bunch of other new releases that have come out in the last couple of months, things I haven't quite gotten to as quickly as I would have liked, but we don't want to neglect them. So here we go. All new releases in tonight's second set. We're going to start this one off with a band out of UK called Castle Farm. Here's Jewels of Fire right here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
Fire, here is the ending. Two souls are burning, the label bending. said when the weather's hot. Talk about all your girls, where the jungle rock. Well, this girl's a friend of mine, they call it forbidden fruit. But don't you know I'm taking my time, cause I'm gonna get it soon. Jump around, this girl's hot. Jump around, this girl's so hot. We'll be right back.
do it again.
Boogie!
It's the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Tonight's second set of music was spent highlighting some of the great new releases that have come out over the last couple of months, things that I didn't get to as quickly as I would have liked for various reasons, but seemed like a good pairing with spotlighting the latest release of the Brown Acid series. So I figured let's spend tonight's second half of the show concentrating on these new releases. That last track you heard was a band out of San Jose, California, called Weird Herald. That was the track Canyon Women, originally recorded in 1968, unreleased at the time, finally seeing the light of day just this past month, coming out on the Garrison label on their Just Yesterday LP. That band sounding very much like a late 60s Bay Area band, a little bit of Moby Grape, a little bit of Grateful Dead, just all great, great find by Garrison. They actually did have a 7-inch that came out in 1968, and two of the tracks on this Just Yesterday LP were on that 7-inch, but most of it was unreleased at the time. Prior to Weird Herald, we heard from a proggy power trio out of Texas called Stud with possibly the best song title of the evening. That was Captain Boogie, originally released in 1975, newly reissued by the Outsider label. They reissued their self-titled LP as a 50th anniversary celebration of the Stud LP. Just a great band, great album. And prior to Stud, we heard from George Brigman out of Baltimore, Maryland, with Jungle Rot, the title track of his 1975 LP, newly reissued by the Noble Records label out of North Carolina, I believe back in February. More on the punkier side of things here on the Hard Stuff program, kind of like in the Stooges vein, but equally great to everything else we play. George Brigman recorded this album at the ripe old age of 18, and I believe most of it was done in his or his parents' basement with some of the equipment that he had accumulated over the years. It's got a raw sound, but pretty well done for a home recording in 1975. And starting off that second set of music out of the UK was Castle Farm with Jewels of Fire, originally recorded in 1972, another one unreleased at the time, but newly issued by the Summer label on the Studio Sessions 1971 to 1972 compilation LP. All of it recorded during this period, unreleased at the time. It's great that even in the year 2025, we keep getting these unearthed recordings that have never been heard by most people until, geez, you know, 50-something years later. Anyway, that's it for the Hard Stuff program this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is always appreciated. Always glad to have your attention every week on Super Tuesday. I got one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to tonight's final song, I want to give you your weekly reminder to keep your streams locked into Rock and Soul Radio for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. And as you know, that carries on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program with Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash, taking you to 9 o'clock and then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11 p.m. It's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to go back to Europe and we're going to hear a track from a band out of Switzerland. This is a new issue, a new reissue, I should say, on the UK label out of Spain. They reissued this band Aftershave's Skin Deep LP from 1972. Another great reissue, another one that I was not really aware of. I kind of knew the name, but that's about it until UK put it out. And just a fantastic release. Aftershave released a few 7-inches after around the time of the LP coming out in 72. They actually did record a follow-up in 74 that went unreleased until 1989. But again, it's great to have this stuff reissued and some of this stuff unearthed. Even in the year 25. So we're going to close out with their track, probably appropriately enough for the 420 holiday. This is Green Age Man. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank in Queens. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
good music. This is your swinging station.
That man.
Holy radar! We're out of sight, we're gone.
Joey D.
I'm gonna quit.
Oh.